Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Khalif Towns from UGospel.com and UGospel Radio. On the phone today, we have someone that I consider a very authentic talent as it relates to music and theater, Ms. Sandra Corelli-Young. How are you today?
Fabulous.
So this past weekend, I had the privilege to see you in Tyler Perry's Madea Gets a Job that you starred in. Tell us about your role and tell us about how it feels to work with Tyler Perry.
Well, my character is Barbara Nichols, and she's forced to go to a retirement home because of her kids. One's a drug addict, and the other one is, she's like following her husband. And she ends up losing her home because her house gets mortgaged by her daughter that's on drugs. And she meets Madea. And Madea kind of explains to her, you know, why she shouldn't be in the home and allowing her kids to, you know, put her in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that involves a whole lot of other stuff.
Definitely. Every time, I guess it's like your signature, but every time you're in, you know, a play, I always notice, like, when it's one of your songs that you're getting ready to sing, you do the Harlem Shake. Where does that come from? Because, you know, everyone, they can't see you on stage and not expect you to do it.
And that's so true. And I really didn't realize that because actually it started the second play that I did with Miss Perry was Madea's class reunion. And I don't know, it was really because of the music. I'm such a rhythmic singer. And so at the end of the song, I began to shake one of my shoulders. And that just came like... And it's so weird because his plays are the only performances I do that, really. It's just something about the music and something about the audience when they get into it. And I just, you know, it's just almost like a type of thing where you just lose control in the music. And so now it's like you said, it's a type of thing where people look forward to that. And, then, you know, I didn't know how to take that at first because it's like, okay, well, is they just going along with because I'm acting a fool or... Would they take it?
Thinking that it's just a part of the character, but then it became just signature.
Yeah, and it became a signature because I didn't want it to distract. And so I said, you know, some of this stuff I don't want it to distract away from the message. But then I began to see that it really wasn't about what I thought. And people, you know, it was more endearing than anything else, that somehow or another that they found a connection in it. And I believe a young woman, she started calling it my holy shake. And I was like, never thought about it like that. And then I looked on YouTube, and then it was several, scenes where I do that, and it's called the holy shake, Sandra Corelli's holy shake. And it's like three or four different productions where I do the shake.
Great. Well, yeah, every time I see you, I'm like, I can't wait to that one scene.
And
it wouldn't be you if you didn't do it.
And I did do it. I mean, I can't not do it if they're going to say something if I don't do it. I mean, even before the show or something, they said, I can't wait to see you so I can see you do that shake, you know. I had a guy I met, you know, in a business. It was like a business office meeting kind of business. And he walked up to me, and I would have never thought it. But he looked at me and said, I know people ask you to do this. And he began to shake. And I said, no. They don't ask me to do it. They do it just like you just did it, you know. You usually do
exactly.
It for me. Right, and he just started, and it looked so funny. I was just like, wow, I would have never thought, you know, that you'd be into it, but he loved it too. And so, like I said, you know, you never know, where God puts the anointing. And when, you know, it'll be in the most, you know, unusual places, you know, things that we don't even look for. And I remember saying sometimes your mistake is another person's blessing. So you never know.
Exactly. So I was reading over your bio, and I see that you've been, you know, I didn't even know you was doing it this long, but you've been in the entertainment industry for well over 20 years.
Yes.
What got you into acting and what got you into singing?
I started out acting. As a matter of fact, my high school teacher, and I really didn't know this till after I finished high school, that I used to cut up a lot in school, and I got into drama, and my drama teacher was Samuel Jackson's wife, and they weren't married then, they were engaged, And when I met them, it's just I got the bug, you know. And they took me under their wings, and they paid for my studies. And, you know, and then I met this singer who was a singer-actress. And I kind of fell into that where I began to sing. I said, well, I'm going to join a band, which the acting people didn't like too much. But Samuel Jackson did tell me. He said, take those voice lessons because, you know, you'll find more work. You'll get more work if you can sing too. And that's how that started.
What advice would you give, you know, people that may be interested in singing, acting? What advice would you give them, and what would be some, I guess you could say, secrets to success to really maintain it, to really, you know, get the type of performances that, you know, really pay money and not just the community theater? Not that community theater is a bad thing, but, you know, people that may want to do it for a living.
Oh, yes. It's always better to know your craft, to be learned, in a sense, to go along. It's always a relationship of knowing what you're doing technically and your gifts. And so your gifts work so much better when you have a standard, and it creates a work ethic. You know, so once you get a certain kind of work ethic, it doesn't matter. And most of the time, the real jobs, what you're talking about, the work ethic is so important. And so you have to understand the value. Yeah. And why things are why they're set to be the way they are. It's a reason. It's a method in the madness. So you have to learn a method. You know, I tell people to, you know, you don't have to go 4 years, but go somewhere and go to a workshop. Take acting lessons. Take voice lessons. Mm-hmm. Those things give you a broader option, you know, so you won't have to necessarily do community theater. You know, you can even branch out and start doing regional off-Broadway productions with that kind of with that kind of background. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, I make people laugh, you know, at the family reunion, and that's good. But see, the people that you're going to be dealing with, they do it as a business. And you have to, in any business, it just has that you have to have the same respect for the entertainment business as any other business. And so you bring something to the table. You don't just bring, I'm able to sing, and I'm able to act, and that's maybe, because it's more to it than that. Because you'll get a challenge, and then you'll say, well, God, I did that good, but something happened. And, well, something happened because you wasn't well-rounded.
So aside from the tour that I know you're still on, what other projects are you working on?
As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to start promoting my single from my next CD, and it will be released July the 6th.
The actual CD or the single?
Yeah, the single. And then I'm getting ready to, when we finish the tour, which will be on the 26th, I'm sorry, the 27th, we'll finish the Madea Gets a Job, and then we'll do the DVD in Atlanta, Georgia. I think that's June 6th and 7th at the Cobb Energy Center in Atlanta. We're getting ready to do that. And also, I think it's July 13th, For Better or Worse starts, and I have a recurring role on there as Miss V. And that'll be on TBS.
Okay. Wait, I was thinking about another play. This is actually the TV, a television show. So now you're tapping into TV now, too.
yeah. I mean, it's amazing because, you know, you get to a point, especially when you've not necessarily become a household name, and you begin to wonder, you're just like, well, is it that, you know, your purpose? But as long as you feel that there is still a demand for what you have to offer, it gives you longevity. And it's very interesting how God has given me longevity. And I thought about television, and of course, you know, being around Mr. Perry, I thought about the movies, and I've been featured, you know, singing in the movies. And it's not something that I dwelled on. I just always just, I'm a type of person who loves to work on their craft. So you just keep on doing it where you don't really focus on that as much, and it'll take care of you. You know, you you know, God will provide. And when the television series came along, see, I wasn't even thinking about it. When the sitcom came and they offered it to me. And sometimes it's best like that. Sometimes, you know, when we're going after things so hard, we just seem to can't get to them. We just can't touch them. It's just focus on the bigger picture that those things come. And that's what I realized. Well, my mind wasn't on it, and it was just really about doing the best work I was doing and being grateful for that. You know, God, you know, I don't know. It just, it was allowed to happen. And so it was just great. It was just a great opportunity. I just think you're going to love Miss V. I love the character.
Do we expect to shake in Miss V?
No, holy shake.
Yeah.
She's something else, though. She's something else. She ain't got to do no shaking. But,
okay.
But she won't be shaking yet. But we just, we've
ready okay.
that, you know, sitcom goes on for a while, and then maybe we'll get a chance to see Ms. V do something, because I got a couple of ideas, but we'll let Mr. Perry do that right now.
So how can people stay in contact with you?
Well, they can go to www.chandracarelli.com, and that way they can connect with me through Facebook. They also, my website, but it goes straight to Facebook. Also, you know, if they want to see any performances or something like that, it's on video, it's connected to YouTube. I did have a MySpace, but most people go to the Facebook. And so and they can Twitter me. Yeah, it's pretty easy
to
get
connected in at all.
I got nerve, right?
Exactly. All right, Sandra, thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you so much. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.